Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mann with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello there, good evening. I'm Carol Dooley. You're very welcome to another edition of Ours to Protect, our weekly series towards helping to create a more sustainable planet and therefore more assured future for us all. It's an alarming fact that one third of our wild bee population is now threatened with extinction. And as now is the time that many of us are still in the process of planting spring bulbs, this week we'll be talking with Kate Chandler from the National Biodiversity Data Centre about the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan and the importance of planting flowers that will specifically attract pollinators. But first, we sent Sunshine's Jane McNamara to find out just how conscious we are of the need to attract more pollinators.
If I see like wildflowers around, I'm always really happy to see, and if I could do more, I would.
I do consider them important, but I don't know a lot about it. I'm a poor gardener, let me put it that way.
We've got some bee hotels for the bees in our garden.
I'm actually really allergic to bees, so no, I don't care about them.
I make sure to plant lots of violet flowers. Because that's what they're most attracted to.
My mom loves her garden and she's loads of flowers for bees, but personally I'm terrified of them, so I just stay away.
Well, we're joined now by Kate Chandler from the National Biodiversity Data Centre. Kate, thanks for taking the time to talk with us this week. Can you first explain to us what the Biodiversity Data Centre actually does?
So the National Biodiversity Data Centre works to make biodiversity data and information more freely available, in order to help us all better understand and help the biodiversity in Ireland, so the plants, animals, insects and everything else that makes our island so beautiful. One of the projects that it implements is the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan, which is a cross-border framework bringing together different sectors across the island to raise awareness about pollinators and how to help them.
We hear and we read all kinds of reports and studies that say that the insect population is in decline. We're at crisis point. Is that actually true?
Yeah, and particularly when it comes to pollinators, that's the whole reason that the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan was first set up in 2015, because our data showed pretty clearly that there were significant pollinator declines across the island of Ireland, mainly because of loss of habitat that provides them with food and shelter. So we haven't got enough of the flowers that give them the nectar and pollen they need. There aren't enough places for them to make their nests. And also factors like the use of pesticides, pests and disease, and climate change as well.
So what are you trying to do, and what are you suggesting that we can do? Because I think everybody now is aware of what's going on to some extent. And most people who would have gardens, I think, are a little bit more conscious now of trying to attract pollinators into the garden.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think also, as you say, we've all heard that there's a biodiversity crisis, but I think a lot of the time it can be quite overwhelming knowing where to begin, knowing what we can do as individuals to help. So we provide lots of free resources about how you can help pollinators in your garden, or if you've just got a balcony or a patio or a pot even, there are things that you can do. All of that information is freely available on our website. But just, I suppose, to summarise, if you've got a garden, if you've got a bit of a lawn, one of the best things you can do is actually just reduce mowing. And what that does is it allows wildflowers to grow naturally in the grass. That the seeds might just be dormant in the soil, and it just gives them a chance to grow. And doing that all year round can make a huge difference, even if it's just a patch of your lawn here or there. I know some of us have neighbours who like things quite neat and tidy, so we're always conscious of making sure that we're keeping the people around us happy. Yeah. But even just a strip of the lawn here and there can help. That and planting pollinator-friendly flowers that have plenty of pollen and nectar, like daffodils and begonias and petunias, they wouldn't necessarily be a great source of pollen and nectar. But others like bidens and bacopas and snowdrops and crocuses would. So again, we've got loads of lists on our website of different ideas for what can flower throughout the seasons, because that's part of it as well, making sure that there's a food source available from February through to October, which is the wild bees life cycle.
Kate, this might sound like a very obvious question, but if this situation that we're in at the moment gets worse, where is it heading?
It's quite amazing, actually, when you look at how important these tiny insects are. Just to put it in perspective, globally, there are around about 100 crops that provide about 90% of the world's food. 71 are pollinated by bees. So to say we need them for our survival might sound dramatic, but it's really not an exaggeration. Not to mention all the plants that give us a varied diet, like a lot of the fruits and vegetables we grow in Ireland, they pollinate and they help keep them going, like apples, beans, blackberries, tomatoes. We really do need them to have a sustainable food supply. So the consequences of not doing something to help them collectively would be huge.
Kate, it's been an absolute pleasure to chat with you this week. Thank you for all this invaluable information. I know you did mention the biodiversity website has a ton of information, but where else can people go to find out more?
The best website to go to is pollinators.ie. That's the All Ireland Pollinator Plan website, and you'll find a ton of free resources, plant lists, guidelines on there for schools, gardeners, faith communities, sports clubs, everything you could possibly want to get started on helping pollinators. You'll find that all for free on there.
Kate Chandler, Communities Pollination Engagement Officer for the National Biodiversity Data Centre. Thank you very much for joining us this week.
Thank you, Carol.
There you are now. It's a fascinating subject. So happy gardening, whether you have a garden or a patio or even a window box. We certainly can all do our bit. And that wraps up this week's edition of Ours to Protect. I'm Carol Dooley. A reminder that if you missed any of our previous episodes, you can listen back right now at sunshineradio.ie/ours to protect. All the information about Ours to Protect is there too, and at ours2protect.ie. And I'll look forward to bringing you another edition just after 7 o'clock next Monday evening.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8 and the IBI, is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.